The BVW Podcast presents This Week in Music History. This week in 1971, Santana hit number one on the album chart with Santana 3. Santana off Santana 3. The album went to number one this week in 1971, and it would be the last number one album for Santana until Supernatural did it in 2000. Now more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1982, Men at Work released their debut album, Business as Usual. He said, I come from a land down under. This week in 2004, Gwen Stefani released her first solo album, Love Angel Music Baby. And this week in 1964, The Animals recorded Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
Understand me now. Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Thank you. baby. Sometimes I'm so carefree with a joy that's hard to hide. And sometimes it seems that all I have to do is worry, and then you're bound to see my other side. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. If I seem edgy, I want you to know that I never mean to take it out on you. Life has its problems, and I get my share, and that's one thing I never mean to do. 'Cause I love you. Oh, 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 baby, don't you know I'm human? I have thoughts like any other one. Sometimes I find myself long regretting some foolish thing, some little sinful thing I've done. Understood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
The Animals with Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. That song was recorded this week in 1964. Now even more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1967, Pink Floyd started their first tour at Royal Albert Hall in London. This week in 1994, the Rolling Stones became the first act to stream a live concert on the internet. And this week in 1985, We Built This City by Starship hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. Saturday and I'm seeing that bumper to bumper in traffic.
Don't you remember?
It's your favorite radio station and your favorite radio city, the city by the bay, the city that rocks, the city that never sleeps.
Starship and We Built This City. The song went to number one on the Billboard Hot 100 this week in 1985, and more than once has been voted as worst song of all time. And I'll never agree. Now even more of This Week in Music History. This week in 1994, TLC released their album, Crazy Sexy Cool. This week in 2005, Carrie Underwood released her album, Some Hearts. And this week in 1980, John Lennon released the double album, Double Fantasy.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, starting over. Every day we used to make it love. Why can't we be making love nice and easy? It's time. Starting over. Why don't we take off alone? Take a trip somewhere far, far away. We'll be together all alone again, like we used to in the early days. We took the time, no one's to blame. I know time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like starting over.
John Lennon off Double Fantasy. The album was released this week in 1980. And in other Beatle-related history for this week, it was this week in 1968 when the Yellow Submarine movie premiered in New York City. This week back in 1931, Abbey Road Studios opened up at 3 Abbey Road in St. John's Wood, London. And this week in 2003, John Lennon's original handwritten lyrics to Nowhere Man were auctioned off at Christie's Auction House for $455,000.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, please listen. You don't know what you're.
knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? No romance, please listen. You don't know what you're missing. No romance, the world is at your command. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in
Beatles and Nowhere Man. This week in 2003, John Lennon's original handwritten lyrics to that song were auctioned off at Christie's Auction House for $455,000. Now even more of This Week in Music History. Born this week in 1945, Anna Fried Lyngstad of ABBA. Born this week in 1932, Petula Clark.
You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No final place for sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you.
Born this week in 1974, lead singer of Nickelback, Chad Kroeger. Nickelback's number one fan, Jeffrey Van Wagner, was born this week in 1953. Stephen Bishop was born this week in 1951.
On and on, he just keeps on trying. And he smiles when he feels like crying. On and on, on and on, on and on.
Born this week in 1975, Travis Barker of Blink 182.
And that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23.
Gordon Lightfoot, who passed away earlier this year, was born this week in 1938.
I can see her looking fast in her faded jeans. She's a hard-loving woman, got me feeling mean.
Sometimes I think it's a shame when I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain.
And born this week in 1945, Neil Young.
He's a perfect stranger, like a cross of himself in a fog. He's a feeling arranger and a changer of the ways he talks. He's the unforeseen danger, the keeper of the key to the locks.
from his self-titled debut album, that's Neil Young. The album was released this week in 1968, and Neil was born this week in 1945. And with that, we'll wrap up another week of This Week in Music History.